Good afternoon. The Committee on Ethics and Elections will now come to order. Erica, please call the roll.
Chair Baxley.
Here.
Vice Chair Tadeo.
Here.
Senator Berman.
Here.
Senator Bracey. Senator Bradley.
Here.
Senator Broxson.
Here.
Senator Gaynor.
Here.
Senator Garcia.
Here.
Senator Polsky.
Here.
All right. A quorum is present. COVID-19 precautions will limit access to the Senate Legislative Committee meeting. Although members of the public will be able to testify remotely at the Donald L. Tucker Civic Center. Anybody wishing to testify before the committee must fill out an appearance card and hand it to a member of the sergeant's office at the Civic Center. These appearance cards will be delivered here to the committee administrative assistant. As time permits, public testimony will be taken on each of the committee agenda items. Should you select to waive your speaking time, your position will be read into the record. To be clear, our decorum standards are the same for the Civic Center as they are for the Capitol. We would ask you silence all electronic devices and observe social distancing guidelines. Senators, before we get started this afternoon, we will temporarily postpone Tab 11, SB 1890, on campaign financing by Senator Rodriguez. Is there any objection to that? Show Tab 11 temporarily postponed. Anybody at the Civic Center that would like to comment on that? One reason I announced it, if you're waiting to comment on that, you will know it's not coming up today. Okay, now we'll take up tabs 1 through 9. This is the confirmation hearing for appointments. Unless a senator requests a separate vote on an individual appointee, we will take one vote on all these appointees. Okay, is there a motion to recommend confirmation? Okay. Senator Tadeo moves to recommend confirmation of all appointees on tabs 1 through 9. Erica, please call the roll on this confirmation.
Senator Berman?
Yes.
Senator Bracey? Senator Bradley?
Yes.
Senator Broxson?
Yes.
Senator Gaynor?
Yes.
Senator Garcia?
Yes.
Senator Polsky?
Yes.
Vice Chair Tadeo?
Yes.
Chair Baxley?
Yes. So by your vote, the confirmation of appointees on tabs 1 through 9 is recommended favorably. Now we'll take up tab 10, Senate Bill 1488 on public records, members of the legislature and the cabinet, by Senator Stargell. Senator Stargell, you're recognized to explain the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This bill provides a public record exemption for current cabinet offers, members of the legislature, their families, in order to protect these public servants from threats and harassment that may arise out of carrying out their official duties. This bill also makes it a first-degree misdemeanor to maliciously publish or disseminate protected information with the intent to intimidate, hinder, or interrupt current members and their legal performance of their duties. That is the bill.
Thank you. Are there any questions on the bill? Okay. Are there any appearance forms on the bill? Okay. Unless they bring us some, we don't. We can bring them up later if. Okay. Is there anybody at the Civic Center wishing to testify on this bill?
No, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Is there any debate on the bill? Senator Stargell, you recognize to close on the bill.
It's freezing in here, so I'll wave close.
Senator closes and waves her cold hand to go forward. Okay. Erica, please call the roll on Senate Bill 1488.
Senator Berman. Senator Bracey. Senator Bradley.
Yes.
Senator Broxson.
Yes.
Senator Gaynor.
Yes.
Senator Garcia.
Yes.
Senator Polsky.
No.
Vice Chair Tadeo.
No.
Chair Baxley.
Yes. By your vote, Senate Bill 1488 is reported favorably. Thank you. Now we'll take up tab 12, Senate Bill 1704 on public records, county supervisor elections by Senator Broxson. Senator Broxson, you are recognized to explain the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And SB 1704 expands the existing public records exemption in the Information Technology Security Act for portions of records within which contain network schematics, hardware, software configurations, encryptions, of which identity detection, investigation, or response practices for suspected or confirmed information technology security incidents. Also, such information confidential and exempt when held by the supervisors of election. Mr. Chairman, this is really an effort for us to continue to secure our election process. We know that we've seen in past elections a real invasion from outside sources to try to intimidate and change certain information. Happened in my county, and this is an effort supported by the supervisors of elections in the 67 counties to match up with the Department of Management Services secure system and include those within the 67 counties. And that, sir, is the bill.
Okay. Are there questions of the sponsor on the bill? Any questions? Okay. Are there any appearance forms for the bill? All right. David Ramba, Florida Supervisors of Election.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. It looks like from talking to individual members and their staff that this is a good, solid product. It is one of the priorities of the association. We'd ask for your favorable support. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anyone else at the Civic Center wishing to testify on the bill?
No, Mr. Chair.
Okay. Is there any debate on the bill? Okay. Seeing none. Senator Broxson, you're recognized to close on the bill.
Wave close, Mr. Chairman.
Senator, waves close. Erica, please call the roll on Senate Bill 1704.
Senator Berman?
Yes.
Senator Bracey?
Yes.
Senator Bradley?
Yes.
Senator Broxson?
Yes.
Senator Gaynor?
Yes.
Senator Garcia?
Yes.
Senator Polsky?
Yes.
Vice Chair Tadeo?
Yes.
Chair Baxley?
Yes. By your vote, Senate Bill 1704 is reported favorably. Okay, does any senator wish to be recorded as voting on bills before the committee today?
Yes. Chairman Baxley, I would like to be shown as voting favorable for tab 1 through 9 and tab 10. Excuse me, no on tab 10, SB 488, and yes on 1 through 9. Sorry for the confusion.
No problem. Are we in order? You got all that for the record? Okay. Thank you very much. Is there any objection to that motion? Seeing none, show the motion adopted. Is there any other business before the committee? I don't know about you guys, but I've had a long day, so I'm glad we're having a short meeting. All right. Senator Bracey moves. We adjourn. Is there objection? Seeing none, show the motion adopted. We are adjourned. Alternative. Time runs out. Okay. Meeting.